I have an antique wash basin that belonged to my great-grandparents. We use it as an end table, and I'll be honest, I've never really given it much notice. That is, until recently, I needed to move it away from the wall, and only then did I notice the craftsmanship along the back. There, hidden out of sight for 5 generations, you could see the delicate, hand-carved dove joints and detailed carvings along the back. I thought for a moment and admired the craftsman who had taken the time to do good work, hidden work that no one might ever see except him. Just imagine that level of dedication. But do you ever lose hope in trying to do good? Unappreciated effort, undervalued by a thankless world. Well, the theme of this meditation from 1 Peter chapter 3 is being eager to do good. And I pray you will have hope in following the righteous path, knowing you are blessed and favored in the eyes of God, the only eyes to matter. So to begin, slip into a time and a place where you can become aware of and reflect upon the favor of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Safe here in this holy retreat, listen and respond to this reading from Matthew chapter 10, and as I lead us, answer, Lord God, I will only be concerned with satisfying you. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. And Lord God, I will only be concerned with satisfying you. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues. And Lord God, I will only then be concerned with satisfying you. And be aware of being dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. And Lord God, then I will only be concerned with satisfying you. Spend a few moments now in silent meditation as the Holy Spirit brings you into union with Christ. Have you felt unappreciated as of late? Perhaps misunderstood or devalued? Well, take a note of that and start there as you come to God now in prayer. Let ungrateful thoughts just dissolve now into the appreciation and favor of God. For this next minute, continue in prayer as you find your reward and whisper, Lord God, I will only be concerned with satisfying you. let unappreciation melt away and center on the truth of being blessed, happy, admired, and favored by God. Does your mind wander a bit? Does it drift? Well, pause, breathe, and center back on giving Christ first place in your life as Lord. Take another minute now to stay centered as you whisper your centering prayer. Lord God, I will only be concerned with satisfying you. Center too on your breathing. Bring your attention to your breath. If they weren't before, close your eyes and take several deep, slow breaths from your belly. As you exhale, forget that last breath, and don't even yet think of the next one, but give your full attention to this one. Your mind may drift, but please don't feel any condemnation for that. Just let the wandering be a reminder to center back on your breathing. And we'll give you a minute now, and with each exhale, silently whisper your sacred prayer. Lord God, I will only be concerned with satisfying you. Continue on now as you listen to this passage, wise words from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13, and we'll begin in the Common English Bible. Who will harm you if you are zealous for good? What from this short reading gave you the most joy? Well, listen once more and be mindful of what God is whispering to you in this passage. Who will harm you if you are zealous for doing good? What emotions rose to the surface from this second reading? We'll allow this next minute to be a time to be aware of God speaking. Let Him speak to you now. listen once more, but consider it now from the Amplified version. Now, who is there to hurt you if you become enthusiastic for what is good? But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, though it's not certain that you will, you are still blessed, happy, to be admired and favored by God. Do not be afraid of their intimidating threats, nor be troubled or disturbed by their opposition. But in your hearts, set Christ apart as wholly acknowledging Him, giving Him first place in your life as Lord. What did you experience in this passage? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and listen for His words to comfort you. In this third reading now, let the scripture softly resonate in deeper reflection as you listen from the New King James Version. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What was God whispering to you just then? Well, I want to give you this next minute for that to be your contemplation and your worship of God. If your mind drifts, not to worry. Just pause, breathe, and return to satisfying God. With your eyes closed and resting for a moment in imaginative contemplation, I want you to consider a time you felt invisible, unappreciated, or neglected. Perhaps something you did went unnoticed at work, or at home, or even among friends. How does it feel to be disregarded? Well, now in your imagination, I want you to let that emptiness melt away as you see the eyes of Christ. Forget the others, but watch His eyes as He whispers to you, "My child, I see you. You are doing good. I'm happy for you. I admire you. I favor you. So do not be afraid. Don't be troubled or disturbed. For I see you, and my eyes are all that matter." For this next minute, just rest in the gaze of God. Be satisfied with His awareness, and be content with His favor. center once more in your breathing. And the moment you feel led, not a moment before, slowly start to open your eyes. I pray that you feel satisfied knowing that you are favored and admired by God. And as you encounter others along the path that feel invisible or unappreciated, consider how you might help someone feel known and appreciated by God. And let me pray this closing benediction over you, for you to remember that no one will hurt you if you become enthusiastic about what is right. Even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are still blessed. May you know the excellent way of Christ, the blessing of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the admiration and favor of God now and always. And Lord, hear our prayer. Amen.